Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Italy continued its massive search and rescue operation in the Mediterranean today for a capsized boat off the coast of Libya that was carrying hundreds of migrants, while at the same time rescuing Syrian migrants from another vessel off the coast of Sicily. 13 children were among the 98 Syrian migrants whose boat originated from Turkey on the perilous journey to Europe. Meantime, as many as 700 people are feared dead from the capsized vessel off the coast of Libya. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi Sunday said his country cannot be left alone to deal with the crisis. He called it more than a humanitarian tragedy, but a national security matter to bring a halt to human trafficking. A video purportedly released by the Islamic State claims to show its militant shooting and beheading what appears to be around 30 Ethiopian Christians in Libya. A militant speaking in the video portrays Christians as crusaders out to kill Muslims. The apparent killings were similar to past violence carried out by the extremist group, which has expanded its reach from strongholds in Iraq and Syria to Libya. African Union mission to Somalia said 3 Burundian soldiers were killed Sunday by Al-Shabaab militants who attacked their convoy in the lower Shabelle region. An Al-Shabaab spokesman said 5 soldiers were killed. Last week, Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the bombing that left 18 people dead at the higher education ministry in Mogadishu. Earlier this month, the militant group staged an attack on Kenya's Garissa University College, killing 148 people. Al-Shabaab said that attack was in revenge for Kenya's involvement in Somalia. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants may be making a move in Afghanistan. The group claims it was behind a suicide bombing in eastern Afghanistan that killed 35 people on Saturday, wounded more than 100. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Even though the terrorist group has not formally acknowledged its presence in Afghanistan, local authorities and media have in recent weeks reported the emergence of pro-Islamic fighters waving its black flag. The insurgents have claimed the kidnapping of Afghans, including security personnel, and released video images showing the killing of some hostages. But Saturday's suicide bombing in Jalalabad was the most lethal act of violence the group's Afghan allies have claimed. President Ashraf Ghani, in a nationally televised speech hours later, repeated the claims by the attackers, fueling fears the group is making inroads into Afghanistan. He has on previous occasions warned that IS could attempt to establish bases in his country. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A new UN report says Afghanistan's judicial system is still failing women, even with the Islamic fundamentalist Taliban out of power. The report released Sunday says only 5% of the cases of violence against women result in punishment for criminals. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei lashed out at the United States on Sunday, accusing Washington of inventing the myth of Tehran's nuclear weapons threat. He also urged defensive preparedness for Iranian armed forces after the top U.S. general, Martin Dempsey, warned last week about military action against Tehran's nuclear sites. Diplomats are building on a framework nuclear deal that paves the way to ease economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for limitations on Tehran's nuclear development. There are reports of a strong earthquake hitting Taiwan's eastern coast earlier today. Japan's meteorological agency immediately forecast a 1-meter tsunami that it might hit the southern islands of Japan. That warning was later lifted. Epicenter of the quake about 75 kilometers off the Taiwanese coast at a depth of 17 kilometers. There are no reports of damages so far. 2 dissidents have conceded defeat in local Cuban elections in their attempt to become the first non-Communist Party candidates to win election in Cuba since the 1959 revolution. Analysts say the fact that the 2 men made it past the first round of voting on the neighborhood level gives the Cuban government the appearance of softening its hold on the political system. And about 1,000 gathered Sunday at the former site of an Oklahoma City federal building to mark the 20th anniversary of the terrorist bombing that killed 168 people, wounded hundreds more, the worst case of domestic U.S. terrorism.
That's the latest world news from VOA.